In northern Mali, the World Food Programme is concerned because the food security situation has deteriorated and it's partly due to market disruption. Families have depleted their stocks. The food is not arriving on the markets and the situation is of concern in most of the remote areas of the Mopti region, and the people there face great difficulties regarding food security. That's why the World Food Programme has to scale up its operation as soon as possible.
When you say there has been food disruption, is this because of insecurity? Is there food shortages as a result of farmers unable to go to their farms?
The security situation, of course, is one of the key factors because the food cannot reach the market because of security situation on the roads. Also, because of the insecurity, farmers were not able to go to their fields. The population in the remote region cannot be reached with very needed food assistance, and of course they cannot find anything on the market.
There has been a lot of displacement into the neighboring countries. Are you able to reach those in the neighboring countries who've been displaced from northern Mali?
WFP is able to reach refugees in Burkina Faso, in Mauritania, and in Niger. We expect in April and May to reach and to support over 281,000 Malian refugees in those countries. Of course, we have a regional operation, emergency operation for those refugees, and we are going to scale up our operation outside Mali for the Malian refugee and also inside Mali to reach over 564,000 people inside Mali and over 281,000 outside Mali.
What about in terms of funding? Do you have enough funding to assist these people who need food assistance?
We, of course, need more contribution to support the people affected by the conflict in Mali and also for Malian refugees in Burkina Faso, Mauritania and Niger. We, as of today, need almost $79 million. Of course, we have got $152 million contribution from various donors, African Development Bank, Australia, Belgium, Brazil, Canada, Poland, Germany, France, Japan, Saudi Arabia, Switzerland, and so many others. But the donors should continue, keep on the pace of the effort and continue to contribute, because by the end of the year, we need those $79 million.